Remember a few years ago, the New York Times said Agenda 21 doesn't exist. Agenda 2030 doesn't exist. So Trudeau goes out in a governmental announcement and says, we're implementing Agenda 2030. Here it is.
Building back better means getting support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs. Canada is here to listen and to help. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change.
All these different UN combines and agreements don't exist. Anybody could go look them up and find out they do exist.
In the year 2015, the world agreed on the ambitious, inclusive, and universal sustainable development goals, making a commitment to leave no one behind.
It is so decided.
Just a few months later, we are already seeing those promises transform into first concrete steps for action. On 21st of April, presidents, prime ministers, and other high-level representatives from around the world gathered at the UN headquarters in New York for a high-level debate on achieving the SDGs now that the goals and targets have been set.
We have no time to waste.
We need first to take seriously the goals because these are the world's goals. They're the only goals we're going to have for our generation.
The Agenda 2030 is going a step further because it recognizes that things need to change here in the rich countries as well. There's obligations for rich countries too in terms of environmental pollution, you know, our production and consumption patterns that are destructive for the planet.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play.
And now is the time for all of us to define our own role.
But it's big corporations saying, we're going to shut down the world economy, consolidate it for the ultra rich, and tell people we're doing it to save the earth because the carbon is evil. Even though all life on this planet is carbon based. So Agenda 21 has been going on for 30 something years. Since 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, when it became world law under George Herbert Walker Bush. Agenda 2030, you should go read it for yourself. And then everything they say that they're doing the opposite. The globalists strategically said, Europe and the U.S. will be service economies. We'll have a global balance of power where China doesn't have a big military and doesn't expand outside their borders, but they're given the deep water ports, they're given the Panama Canal, they're given all the rare earth minerals. That's a global UN agreement, framework. How do you think China has 98% of rare earth minerals? The stuff you need for all the semiconductors and for all the computers and all the devices. Because globally, they've been given that. By the U.S., by Europe, by the globalist. They have been set up to win, to have the Chinese century.
It's not actually self-evident that China will absolutely, certainly rule this century, dominate this century. I think there's a good possibility that it will.
The title really is a reflection of all of the tools that China has at its disposal to secure resources from outside its boundaries.
And then along came Donald Trump. Along came Nigel Farage. Along came all these other patriots now who said, wait a minute, we didn't vote to enter these things and it's all one-sided and Canada has a 280% tariff on dairy and we have no tariff and China has a couple 100% tariffs on our goods. We have nothing on them. No wonder they've built everything up. No wonder this has all happened. But the Communist Party then takes all that money and parlays it into taking over other parts of the world, not even giving their people anything. And that's what we face, is 1,400,000,000 slaves in China, with almost every party member, only a few thousand of them, being billionaires in China. Communism, with ultra-rich people with a bunch of slaves, and our own...
going, Harrison. Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years. And the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
It's Thursday, August 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, Infowars.com, band.video. So last night was the third night of the DNC. We're going to cover that today. We're going to be joined by Alex Stringer, who had an interview he did with BBC go absolutely viral since last evening. We'll show you that video and talk to Mr. Stringer himself. Turns out the DNC swarming with undercover right-wingers. I can't even keep track of all of them. Alex Stringer is there trolling the BBC. You've got Matt Walsh dressed up like a weirdo wandering around in the background of Chuck Schumer interviews. James O'Keefe is there undercover. Mike Lindell shaved his mustache for the first time in like 15 years to go undercover at the DNC. I feel like I'm kind of missing out. I think it's like a Where's Waldo game. Where is the right-wing extremist undercover at the DNC? And kudos to Alex Stringer for having the most viral moment out of all these guys. Culture jamming at its finest. So we'll talk to him about that. We'll be joined by Maria Z in the third hour. Talk about the goings-on in the world. We have a lot of news to cover, so let's just get into it, as we do every day, with your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Thursday, the 22nd of August, 2024. Kennedy to address the nation. This is an announcement from Kennedy24.com. Apparently, Team Kennedy is making a big announcement tomorrow. Gee, I wonder what that could be about. Gosh, if only we had some sort of, you know, source that could tell us what was going to be announced tomorrow. Moving on, takeaways from the third night of the Democratic National Convention. Democrats are betting that within the American electorate is a deep desire to leave behind the bitterness of a decade dominated by former President Trump. And so at the party convention Wednesday night in Chicago, a joy strategy portraying Vice President Kamala Harris as the candidate who can move the nation forward was on full display. Yes, folks, choose joy. You had Oprah Winfrey and Bill Clinton, Kamala Harris, choosing joy. Which is interesting because most of those names likely invoke a PTSD response from their victims. But no, they're choosing joy. So we'll show you some clips from that and all of the joy that they're going to buy with your money once they tax you into oblivion. Meanwhile, FBI investigates how maggots got into the DNC breakfast, which is disturbing. But I personally am wondering how they got onto the stage, how they got into our media, how they've taken control of our entire governmental system. I mean, they shouldn't be at the breakfast either, but, you know, it seems like we got a major parasite problem around here. A revolting surprise greeted Democratic convention goers Wednesday when they saw their fellow attendees. No, sorry. A revolting surprise greeted Democratic convention goers Wednesday when the abortion bus rolled in. No, sorry. That's not it either. Sorry. Lots of revolting surprises at the DNC this year. No, maggots were found during a hotel breakfast service, and the FBI is now investigating the apparent activist stunt. Around 6:45 a.m., hotel guests discovered the nauseating protein-packed topping, requiring at least one person to be assessed by first responders. Quote, we can confirm that a group of individuals caused a disruption at a DNC-related breakfast event at our hotel this morning, Fairmount Chicago hotel spokesperson Haley Robles told WGN-TV. Our team acted immediately to clean and sanitize the area, ensuring that the event could continue without further incident, which is hateful and bigoted, as far as I'm concerned. Diversity is our strength. Let the maggots in the breakfast, okay? I don't know who you are to discriminate against your fellow maggot Americans, but those maggots are just as American as you or I, and they deserve a spot at the table, okay? We use a little tolerance. Isn't that what you're all about, you hypocrites? But actually, no, this is a Palestinian thing. It's like a regular protest tactic of theirs. They'll, like, at one point a couple months ago, they, like, released a box of rats into some school, like at Penn or something. It's a strategy of theirs to put disgusting things like maggots and roaches or rats into wherever your enemies are, because they're disgusting people with disgusting ideas. Moving on, Turin Shroud study dates claims controversial cloth does date to the time of Jesus. Now, this is just the latest update investigation into the Shroud of Turin. A team of Italian researchers have entered the debate over the Shroud of Turin, a linen cloth believed by some to have been Jesus Christ's burial shroud. And look, it's been a little while since I looked into the Shroud of Turin, but let me just tell you, with absolutely no reservation or doubt, it's absolutely real. It is like 100% real. Maybe I'll go back and find some of my research. I really don't remember the details that well. But when you look into it, the more you hear about it, the more genuine it seems. Like, Jesus Christ was killed on the cross. He was wrapped in this cloth. He rose from the dead, and it left in this cloth a image of him in a way that, like, almost is like photographic technology. It's crazy. The Shroud of Turin is insane. I just wanted to cover that story in case anybody out there hadn't done any research into it. Look into the Shroud of Turin. I'd bet my bottom dollar that it is the genuine artifact, which, once you realize that and you realize the implications of what that means, it's a pretty much tangible proof Jesus Christ was not just real, but rose from the dead. It's wild. It really is wild. Maybe we'll get back into that a little bit later. But finally, we have this. California advances zero down, no payment home loans for undocumented immigrants. Yes, that's right, folks. Free homes for immigrants. Take that, struggling California American citizens. Take that. You thought we were helping you. Absolutely not. No, nothing will be done for the American people. It is only your replacements that will receive the benefits of the greatest country in the history of the world. The California Senate Appropriations Committee advanced a bill to allow undocumented immigrants to make use of the state's zero down, no payment home loan program. An expansion, the legislature says, could create significant cost pressures. Yeah, free. You know, they're giving free homes to illegal immigrants. Not only is this a deliberate slap in the face to the American people who are struggling to survive, let alone buy a home or any big ticket item to actually establish intergenerational wealth and build up their families here. Not only is it a very deliberate insult to the American people that we don't get this benefit, it also is, of course, a terrible idea in the financial realm. Like, why would you want this to be done? Who is going to give out loans to people who can't afford the down payment and can't afford the initial mortgage payment? Like, you're setting up illegal immigrants to buy houses that then get foreclosed on, that leave them in a worse spot than before. The house will get bought up, you know, in foreclosure by BlackRock or something. The banks will probably get bailed out by some government program, since it is the government who's doing this in the first place. Suffice it to say, like every idea from the Democrats and Californians, it's terrible. It's just a terrible idea in like 100 million different ways. But I guess it's a you know, you're making this deal, you got benefits and negatives. The negatives are it's a terrible financial decision. You're going to be giving, you know, home loans to people that don't qualify for them. They're not going to be able to pay. You're setting up just another financial housing crisis, like almost destroyed the world in 2008. That's not great. It's an insult to the American people. It's stealing money from the American people and giving it to illegal aliens. It's incentivizing illegally crossing our border and breaking our laws. Like, there's a million reasons on the bad side of the scale. On the good side of the scale, it's just a gift to foreigners. So that's like all that's necessary. Like, to the Democrats, that outweighs all the negatives. You know, and it really doesn't matter how many this program could kill people. It could blind babies. It could, you know, result in, you know, puppies being sent down a slight incline into whirling blades. Like, it just, well, it doesn't matter how horrible the outcome is. If it provides any modicum, any tiny iota of benefit to non-Americans, they're for it. They're in favor of it. It's like, it doesn't matter. We just want to. And actually, when you look at it in that sort of paradigm, what we might see as a negative, the American people not being able to afford homes, the slap in the face, the illegal immigrant, that's all actually positives in their book. So this is nothing but positives there. Not only do they get to hurt Americans, they get to benefit non-Americans in the process. And that to them is a win-win situation. It's a lose-lose situation for everybody that isn't the enemy of freedom, but that's not who controls the world right now. So that's where we are. That's your Daily Dispatch. Brought to you, of course, by InfoWarsStore.com. Go today to InfoWarsStore.com to guarantee that this is the last DNC that InfoWars is on the sidelines. You get that right now, this week, and at the RNC last month. I would not be surprised if, like, I don't want to give a percentage, some huge percentage of the desire to take down InfoWars, to launch the lawsuits, to keep us in a state of subservience to the court who can decide what we can spend money on and what we can't. They knew they weren't going to stop our broadcast. They know they can't stop these ideas. They know that the signal has already gone out. The American people and people around the world are waking up. They know they can't stop us contacting you over the internet, but they can and have been extremely successful at shutting down our real world in real life activism, which is what made us dangerous in the first place. So it's very unfortunate that they have succeeded in this mission. They, of course, want to take us out completely so that, you know, we can never fund trips like that again. They've not failed in that regard, but they have succeeded this year in keeping us away from these major political events by just making it financially impossible for us to do it. And that's a damn shame, because my goodness, we would be having a very fun time. We'd be making all sorts of lifelong mimetic icons. But unfortunately, because of the lawsuits, we've had to sit this one out. And so help us to make sure that this is the last time that InfoWars is forced to sit on the sidelines during this big campaign. We can get through this. If we can elect Donald Trump, if we can survive the attacks, it'll be a different world on the other side, and we'll be able to get back to doing what we do best, which is taking this message off the airwaves and onto the streets, and not just talking about what's going on in this country, but actually leading giant activist movements to correct the path down which we travel. So, and you know, we've talked about this many times. They really don't want you knowing that you can get involved. They really don't want you thinking that you can have an effect, that you can go out on the streets, that you can bring pressure to your politicians and get them to change their ways. They don't want you talking about this stuff anyway. But if all you're doing is talking like that, they can live with that. They can live. If all you're doing is spouting off online to an echo chamber, that's like minimal damage to the globalist plans. It's when it breaks through that ghetto wall. It's when it breaks into the mainstream, when it grabs attention from mainstream news sites, when you pull off a stunt that people can't help but want to look at, want to look into, and want to uncover. It was 2016. It was Bill Clinton is a rapist. It was Hillary for prison. It was these memes that during the trial of InfoWars, people testified like this made Trump win. Like these memes, the memes that caused Trump's victory in 2016 almost exclusively came out of InfoWars, like primarily came out of InfoWars. And as they testified in the trial, that was the threat that InfoWars posed. And that's why they had to take us out. Now, again, we'll be back. This is a hiatus. This is a interim. It ain't over. But for the time, we have to sit back and simply be jealous of our fellow right-wingers. They get to do all of these fun trips. But just know, we would be there if we could. We will be covering and talking to many of the people that are now doing. And this is the good news. The good side of this, the silver lining to this cloud is we're not even necessary anymore. We've had such a big impact from 2016 onward. We showed people and blazed the trail and served it as an example. And now, following us, like I said, there's like a million people. There's like 100 different right-wing content creators undercover at the DNC causing trouble these days. So that's the thing. They can try to stop InfoWars. They can sue InfoWars and lock up our bank accounts and make it to where we can't pay to travel. But like, it's out there. The Legion is activated and on the march. So good luck. So good luck shutting all that down, globalist. But we will be back, and you can ensure that we return triumphantly by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And it is just a matter of us getting through this interim, this hiatus, this break of normal activity. And we'll get back to it, and we'll continue in the meantime to make the biggest impact we can in our limited and artificially diminished capacity. I got a lot of videos to show you from the DNC, and on that note, I guess let's begin with the big video from today. We will be joined by Alex Stringer a little bit later in the show to talk about this bombshell clip that's gone totally viral. Just really realizing I didn't put it in the folder, but I'm dropping it in now. He posted this on X, explaining to BBC News why I am a proud white dude for Kamala, and it's Alex Stringer doing what he does best and making the Democrats look like absolute idiots by just pretending to be one. It really is as simple as that. Let's go now to here's Alex Stringer undercover at the DNC being interviewed by the British Broadcasting Corporation. Let's watch.
What brought you out here today? My name is Noah Shorts. I use he, they pronouns. Like, I'm just really excited that we have, like, the first black woman that could be the president of the United States. And, you know, like, my wife, right, we're in a polyamorous relationship. The lover that my wife took is African-American. And, like, I've learned so much about the struggle that people of color go through as a result of my wife's boyfriend. And so I'm excited to really do my part to show solidarity for my marginalized communities. And, like, the best way to do that is to get the first woman of color to be the commander-in-chief, and I'm really excited. I'm so pumped.
Were you this pumped and excited when Joe Biden was the nominee?
I mean, listen, like, I would vote for a corpse over voting for Donald Trump because he's a disgusting fascist white supremacist pig. But now, like, you know, we get to really make history. We have, you know, like I said, we have the first woman of color to be president of the United States. And, like, you know, our country, it was founded on the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And in Kamala Harris, there's nothing embodies those values more than a Kamala Harris presidency. So I'm pumped. Like, I'm ready. You know, I am so excited. I'm a proud white dude for Kamala Harris, baby. Let's go. Woo!
Have you excitement at a Democratic event like in this stadium? Or?
No, listen, this is amazing. You know, like, you can't generate. I couldn't see any more excitement. Like, the only way there could be any more excitement is if, you know, maybe you had, like, an artist or a celebrity performing or opening for Kamala. But no, this is amazing. This is, like, celebrity level of excitement. This is a rock star. worries about when it comes to a Kamala Harris presidency, it's the economy. And, you know, I'm really excited about how she finally wants to put a cap on prices at the grocery store. And, you know, like, look, even if price controls, you know, may lead to, like, shortages of food and basic goods, you know, the shortages will lead to rationing. And rationing, that leads to equity. And we need to be a more equitable place in America to dismantle our legacy of white supremacy. So thank you so much for hearing my voice and so many voices like me.
Rationing leads to equality. Absolutely. Brilliantly done by Alex Schringer. Just treading the line there, right? Not so over the top that it's obvious he's joking. BBC doesn't realize he's joking. And if you were to just, you know, take it, you know, what you just saw and have it printed out as a transcript, it would be almost verbatim what they actually say. So is it really that far-fetched? I don't think it is. I mean, that this, he didn't say anything that was like extraordinary, right? That was all just what the Democrats actually believe. They actually say that type of stuff. It's a little bit, it was just far enough to make it funny as a parody, but not so far that the BBC guy goes, oh, you're making a fool of me, I'm going to get out of here. No, they're perfectly willing to believe that Alex Stringer was totally legit right there. Because look where they are. Because, of course, because why not? Is he live right now? Or he was on... Oh, this was last night. Okay, yeah, okay. So he tuned in to the Alex Jones Show. Day 3 live coverage of the DNC. So he'll be joining us a little bit later as well. Tell us what else he's getting up to. You know, it was night 3. It was exactly what you would expect. There's a great thread by Vigilant Fox, at Vigilant Fox on X. The 10 most embarrassing moments from the DNC. Day 3, they brought in celebrities to save the day, but what actually happened was downright hilarious. Oprah Winfrey says, childless cat lady, and CNN cuts to a random woman in the crowd who had no idea it was coming. We're proud to be childless cat ladies. And it cuts to some lady, she's like, oh. It's like that, there's actually a fantastic Key and Peele sketch where they keep talking about, and gay Americans, they keep cutting to a guy in the crowd going, trying to get out of the camera, trying to get out of the camera view. Yeah, that's the thing. Nobody wants to be the thing that you want to be, Democrats. I've explained it before. They try to do this Trumpian thing of co-opting what they say about you. But the thing is, Democrat insults are actually positives, right? When Democrats say to you, you're a toxic masculinity person, it's like masculinity is inherently good and attractive to 99% of people. So it's easy to then just turn around and adopt that and go, oh, you're going to call me toxically masculine? Cool. That is what I am. Thank you for that. And then they're just like stewing in anger, like, no, that was supposed to be an insult. And you're like, look how toxically masculine I am. With them, you know, we call them childless cat ladies, and they're like, okay, well, yeah, I am a childless cat lady. And we're just like, yeah, we know. No, we're aware. They're like, no, it's cool to be a childless cat lady. We're just like, all right, okay, you can say that. Sure. You know, it's like the thing where people go, they'll do man on the street interviews and on like pride festivals. And they'll say, skit is amazing. And they'll say, we will come in with this skit. It is very appropriate to what we're talking about right here. But, you know, as people go, transgender women are women. And then the interview goes, well, you're a very convincing trans woman. And then they get really insulted. They're like, I'm a natural woman. No, I'm natural. Yeah, no, we know.
I want to tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had 5 companies making product for us, three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
I have a simple philosophy that government should work for everyone, not just the elite. And that's why I helped pass the Farm Bill, because I care about farmers. But I won't stop there. I will work for everyone, whether you are young, whether you are old, whether you are Asian or Hispanic, whether you are straight or whether you are gay. I will work for all of you. And that's why I also support marriage equality. Folks don't choose to be gay any more than I choose to be straight. Could you imagine if someone told you that you couldn't marry the person that you loved? I'm sorry, I think gays are people too. Gays are not different. Gays, they are just like us. They love, they fear, they raise their children, they strive for a better life. But there are those who believe that being gay is an abomination. That's absurd. The homosexual community is a valuable community in this country. They are doctors. They are lawyers. They are teachers. They are me. And they are you. And their contributions are no less important than any other group in this fine nation of ours. So, turn to that gay person near you.
This is a Key and Peele skit that
and see
actually
that
happened.
They are no different than you are.
Literally happened last night at the DNC. It's like this is like a real thing. Like I just said, and we've shown you the videos. We have women saying trans women are just, they're real women, just like me. And somebody insinuates that they think they're trans, and they get real mad. They do not like that. Look, there's a reason why schoolyard insults are what they are. I don't care if I don't have anything against gay people. Nobody wants to be called gay. Come on. Gay people don't even want to be called gay. This literally happened. Here is Oprah Winfrey invoking childless cat ladies and CNN immediately cutting to some poor woman. Let's watch.
We just try to do the best we can to save them. And if the place happens to belong to a childless cat lady...
They did it. They did the meme. They did the skit. Brutal. Brutal, CNN. That was harsh. I gotta say, that was very harsh. Hilarious. Good catch by Vigilant Fox. That's from their thread, top 10 most embarrassing moments of the DNC. We'll go to some others. But my friend just sent me a screenshot. I tried it out myself. I encourage you to try this as well. If you go to X.com, formerly Twitter, and simply search the word traitor, traitor, T-R-A-I-T-O-R, the first suggestion under the People's tab that comes up is Barack Obama, which is pretty hilarious. If you just search the word traitor on X, Barack Obama is the first suggested response. Everybody after him has the word traitor in their title, but Barack Obama apparently is there's something in the algorithm has him identified as a traitor on X. That's wild. I didn't know if it was just something like with my friend's X. Like there's no way. There's no way if you search the word traitor on X, Barack Obama is the number one response. But try it yourself, folks. Try it yourself. That is hilarious as well. We're going to continue on this parade of hilarity, laughing at the DNC. For the time being, we will be joined by Alex Stringer. Talk about his escapades a little bit later. Some more of these... funniest moments from Vigilant Fox, or most embarrassing moments, as they put it. I don't know. I would put that Oprah Winfrey one sort of at the top of the list. That is hilarious that they would do that. And again, I wonder, like, does lady want to be known as a childless cat lady? Is that something you want to co-opt and pretend is a positive? Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt it. And of course, you know, Oprah Winfrey, famously childless. Well, she hasn't had her own children. I don't know what's going on in her basement, but for, you know, biologically, she is without child. And I wonder if you were to ask the average mother out there if they would rather be a world famous television superstar with $2.5 billion or have their children, which they would choose. Which do you think is a more fulfilling life? You can't get better than Oprah. I mean, you talk about childless cat ladies. That is the peak of the childless cat lady mountain, right? She is on the Mount Rushmore of childless cat ladies. Would a single mother in America switch spots with her if it meant giving up their own children? Is there anything that woman could earn or achieve or do? Is there any size house that she can buy that's worth more than a loving family? I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. So
what if they have bad kids?
Oh, if they have bad kids. Well, what if they have bad cats? You know, that can go both ways. That can go both ways. So just know that as a childless cat lady, you're probably not going to have $2.5 billion and legions of fans around the world. But even if you did, it still wouldn't be the preferred life path. And for the most part, you're going to be just as poor and sad as you are now. You'll just have a cat. Number eight on the Vigilant Fox list is Mike Lindell, and he's in disguise. He shaved his mustache for the first time in like 15 years or something to go undercover. But here's where he messed up. We'll go to the video. He confronted Harry Sisson. So here's Mike Lindell in disguise. Hardly recognize him. Talking to Harry Sisson. Let's watch.
We're actually inside the
building. Mike, I have a question. To support a convicted felon.
Hey, look at this, guys. See how they attack here? Look at they're attacking me on the wall.
He's supposed to be undercover. Harry Sisson obviously recognizes him.
Harry Sisson, have you gotten your vasectomy yet? I think that's what the audience wants to know.
You got your vasectomy yet? Did you get your vasectomy? Were you aborted? Did your mom get aborted? I prayed for you that your mom did not abort
you. You know, I found my dog. My dog was, she was starving on the street. Somebody had tied her up and just left her there. And I found her and she was starving and we took her in, you know, to the vet to be spayed. And, they go into the surgery, they come out, I go, how'd it go? And they go, turned out she'd already been spayed. It turned out, you know, we got in and there's nothing to take out. We didn't know. I imagine that would be the situation with Harry Sisson. I imagine if he went in for a vasectomy, they'd come out going, there's been some sort of horrible mistake. There's been some sort of mistake. We tried to do the operation, and frankly, we're not sure what we're dealing with down there. We're contacting Mattel to figure out how the anatomy of a Ken doll works. But Mike Lindell made a big mistake here. He shaved his mustache, made a big move, went undercover, wanted to be in disguise. The man has a giant cross hanging out of his shirt. You're iconic for having your cross outside of your shirt. You're in the DNC. You're probably the only one there wearing a cross. This is like Superman dressing up as Clark Kent, but still having a giant S on his chest. It sort of screws the whole costume up. The disguise is screwed up when you wear it's like Flava Flav going undercover but still wearing a giant clock around his neck. It's like you gotta go all in, Mike. You gotta stop wearing the cross outside of your shirt if you want people to think you're a Democrat. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact that we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, And now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-karat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-karat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, that still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10. And you make a $100 donation and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-karat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
Videos, and we'll move on to some other stuff. Again, this Vigilant Fox thread does a great job of laying out the most embarrassing, some of the most embarrassing moments. The whole thing is a gigantic embarrassment for America, embarrassing us all. And of course, it is. I mean, I'm trying to think. So we got Alex Stranger, we got Matt Walsh, we got Mike Lindell, we got James O'Keefe. I think Tim Pool might be there undercover as well. I saw that was a post, but I wasn't sure if it was if it was sarcastic or not. But the DNC is just, it's swarming with undercover right wingers, barely trying to fit in. Let's go to a few more videos here. Tim Walz, with a straight face, makes a claim that is entirely contradictory to everything else they've been saying the entire time. Clip number 14. Here's Coach Tom just being a hypocrite. Let's watch.
Leaders don't spend all day insulting people and blaming others. Leaders do the work. So I don't know about you. I'm ready to turn the page on these guys. So go ahead. Say it with me. We're not going back.
Not going back where? We will never return to the land of affordable groceries. Never again. The entirety of the Democratic campaign is dedicated exclusively to insulting Trump and his supporters and blaming them for everything. They've blamed Trump for border security 2 months ago. Okay. He's been out of office for 4 years. His entire campaign and presidency was centered on building the wall and stopping legal immigration. These people blame him 4 years later for the disaster they've caused. And believe me, I know, it sounds crazy, but in case you don't remember, yes, in fact, they did say that it was Donald Trump that caused the fake border security bill to fail, and that's why the border is open. Like 2 months ago, they had some bill that may have done something to secure the border. Just again, we don't. It's like a, you know all this. I don't need to tell you all this, but just to reemphasize, Trump's out of office for 4 years. The border is completely open to the entire time that the Biden-Kamala administration is in operation. They blame Trump for the failure of border security. Then they go give a speech at the DNC where they say real leaders don't blame others for their failures. Okay. So we'll move on when my head stops spinning from the absurdity of these lines, but it just goes on and on. The entire, or like the primary thing that Tim Walz has brought to Kamala Harris's campaign is to call J.D. Vance weird. All they do is insult Trump and blame him for their own failures. They're blaming Trump for the economy that was booming when COVID hit, was chugging along by the time he got out of office, and has cratered ever since. They'll blame Trump for the Afghanistan withdrawal. They'll blame Trump for the Ukraine war with Russia and for the conflict in the Middle East. All they do is blame Trump for everything that he has literally nothing to do with. Literally nothing to do with. And insulting him and, of course, all of his followers. So, I don't know. Out of all of the hypocrisy, I guess we can highlight one example, but it is one amongst many. Again, from the Vigilant Fox thread, DNC chooses the wrong person to deliver this line. Clip number 18, another little bit ill-advised optics from the DNC. Let's watch.
As the saying goes, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. Yes. So,
oh,
Gen
God. They're going to eat us. She's going to eat us, folks.
I'd trust her at her word.
I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. What is that supposed to mean? If you're not at the table, you're on the table? What the hell are they talking about? Can the crew help me out? What does that mean?
She said you're on the menu.
You're on the menu. Okay, so if you're not...
So you're like in the kitchen.
Okay, no. So, okay, so it's like... I get it. So it's basically like... If you don't give me power, then you're killing me, is basically how it goes. Basically, if you don't give me a spot at the table, a.k.a. put me in charge, even though I haven't earned it, right? Even though, you know, by merit, I would never be allowed a seat at the table. You have to give me a seat at the table, and maybe two seats for this young woman. And if you don't, then you're basically killing me. It's not just that, you know, you're just running things, and I'm not included in my... you know, particular identity or demographic or psychosis, whatever my particular psychosis is, isn't being represented in whatever, you know, industry they're infiltrating at the time, then it's not just, you know, excluding me from power. It's not just like disadvantage. No, you're killing me. You're eating me alive. You're cannibalizing me. Basically, by denying me unearned power, you are killing me. Vote Trump.
She's not going to be childless for long, Harrison.
I was a white dude for Kamala.
Wait, hold on. We're going to need a repeat of that. Hold on. Take it full screen. We're doing this for the memes. You were a what?
I voted for Kamala. I was one of the good ones. It smells so bad down here. They're all just, it's a biological phenomenon. That's what we're learning. Leftism is, in fact, a biological, not a philosophical or ideological phenomenon. It is a biological aberration. That's what leftism is. It is a biological aberration. It is a set of people that are against God. Like, their existence violates nature. You understand? Kind of like how, like, you ever seen the comparison of, like, a chicken in the wild versus, like, factory-farmed chickens? These are the factory-farmed chickens of humanity. Beings that should not and would not be able to exist in nature and are only able to continue existence by continuous intervention from, you know, medical technology. That's basically what we're looking at when we look at the DNC, when you look at leftists, when you look at liberals. It's a phenomenon of human achievement, really, that these people can only exist in a world denuded of nature, in which nature and the natural consequences of their action, they're shielded from continuously by routine injections of taxpayer dollars. Okay? So it's not a philosophy, it's not an ideology, it's a biological crime against God, leftism. Okay? Clip number 10 is a big video that has gone viral, and let's just go ahead and roll it. It's Tim Walz's son during Tim's speech.
Hope, Gus, and Gwen.
That might be a son, you but are my, you know, it's a Democrat, world, so who knows? I think that's his daughter. That was his son.
I'm letting you in.
I thought that was kind of nice. Kid's proud of his dad. What are you going to say? I like that one. Let's go now to Chris Cuomo, clip 19. Here's him. We don't quite have time to get to that. We'll get to that on the other side. We'll continue this for the next 5 minutes. I don't know about you. I'm having fun going through all these videos. I like this. Let's go to clip number 7 here. This is another clip of Oprah. Here's the childless cat lady, multi-billionaire, suspected human trafficker, telling you how unfair her life has been.
From the redwood forest, love those redwoods, to the Gulf Stream waters, I've seen racism and sexism and income inequality and division. I've not only seen it, at times I've been on the receiving end of it.
Oh, I bet. No, I bet. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to America 2024. When the billionaire global superstar black woman will be getting up on stage and berating you as a white man for your unearned privilege, complaining about the discrimination the billionaire has faced, which you never had to deal with, white plumber guy from middle America. Out of touch, weirdo cat ladies. Yep, that's a DNC for you. We'll show you more on the other side. Stay with us.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come out with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said, it's like 75%. Regular turmeric, just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. And it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day. But she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take 3 or 4, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big 4 horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you.